The challenge now is an interesting one, because you are being asked to focus not only on the present moment, but the potential of the present moment. And the thing that tends to get in the way of that is pain you may feel, or frustration you may feel, or anger you may feel. And by the way, we are not judging any of those things. But to move yourself to a place where now is your power, and to understand that, as has been noted earlier, light is being sent to your planet now. Channel and I have not discussed this, so we will speak to you just a bit about it. When a planet such as ours, which is, of course, constantly changing, and when a certain point is reached, when it is time for that planet to elevate its vibration, and what you do have a saying for this, it is always darkest before the dawn. Well, we are certainly seeing the darkest, but the dawn is what is coming. And when that happens, all of the galaxies that interact with Earth, whether we understand that or not, begin to send light to it, because it is a like a growth spurt. And this spurt is into an additional dimension, into an advanced dimension. And so that is what is happening. It is difficult to see because of all the other, shall we say, contrary energies that are happening to you and around you, and they tend to pull your attention away. But you do not want your attention pulled away. You want your attention to be in the present moment and to be open in that present moment to how much light you can bring into your own life, into your own body, into your own consciousness, because it is that light that will help you make decisions. And that is not a violation of free will. That is simply, what would you call it, expanding the menu. That is what we are calling it, because so often in our lives, we, even though we know we have numerous gifts and really very brilliant gifts, what we have been taught to look at, particularly as women, is this very narrow menu. There was a time when women were told that if they wanted to become educated, they could be teachers, nurses, or married and raise many children. And those were the options. We are not being critical of those options. But if that is all you can see, you can imagine how your life could be impeded by that. Because in reality, it is a very large menu to choose from and to work toward. And so now in this time, part of our job is to say, yes, all of that happened. It is processing through. But I am not going to lose sight of the fact that the whole planet now is wanting to move up, to expand, and to move into more powerful and more wise energies and positions. So we simply want you to think about that as you are, as we're beginning on the 21st. You may start thinking about it now, but the light will be available to you on the 21st. And that is going to be, what can we say, the beginning of very startling times. You would think the times we are in were startling enough, but this is going to be even more startling, because as the dark rises, and that is what we are seeing everywhere around us, now the light is rising. And so there are going to be some wonderful opportunities to stay centered and some future opportunities to be ecstatic about the things that are happening. So we are asking for your patience, and we are asking for your choice to stay open to what is bright and true. And to, we have all been battered about by what is not right and not true. To move through those feelings and let that experience go as quickly as we can. Now, we want to say one word about the menu for your life, what you can choose. It requires a bit of rethinking, and it requires a bit of expanding how we are thinking. What we were told to do was to choose something we already know how to do, or we're familiar with, or something we were told we should be familiar with, however that comes about in your life. But the truth of it is, that is not at all what we need to be doing now. We need to be consulting our hearts, and our hearts are wide and strong and beautiful. And looking at the things that we love and the things that draw us, and try very hard to stay with that expansive energy. And what cuts it off, unfortunately, is when you begin to put a dollar sign on the expansion of the heart, because that will make the heart stop expanding and grow smaller. The wonderful thing to be looking at now is to be able to say, in my imagination, I am going to allow it to move to a number of different scenarios, and I am not going to try to keep it small or keep it down or argue with it. One of the most powerful things you have for creation is your ability to imagine a thing that would bring you joy, that would bring you power, that would bring you fulfillment. But when you check your own program, you will probably find that that has not been what you were encouraged to do. So in this time, we are going to say to you once more, to be in the present moment, but please be expanding. Think, do not worry about how it sounds, even to you, but allow that imagination to move out. There are an amazing number of stories in your world where someone has been in a place of imagination and relaxed in it and full with it and the heart supporting it. And something magical comes from it, even if it does not seem to be related. If someone, for instance, is imagining how lovely it would be to spend more time in the forest and be with the trees and take in that energy, and you are thinking about it and imagining it, you might well find yourself getting a call to work with a group of forest rangers in a spiritual way. We have not had time to look up the individual stories, but we do know that it works this way. If you allow your imagination and what you want and what you love to be unfettered, you are actually giving the universe, what do you call it, magic modeling clay. You are putting this out, and the universe sees that you are wanting to expand, wanting to become more of who you are. And the universe can take that energy and mold it into something you might never have imagined. So in this time particularly, we would like you to remember to make that an important part of how you think and how you feel. because the light is coming. So we will take some time to speak about this in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply, and with your exhale, release fear, rigidity, old patterns that make you responsible for other people's wheels. Breathe it out. And feel that the air around you has become silver and blue and light. And breathe in the energy. Exhale the shadow. Now open the crown and feel the energy of universal love coming into your body. First, let that love open your crown more widely so that you are able to intuitively and easily accept more and accept abundance in every part of your life. Know that it is your right, your birthright. And feel the flow of that love into your third eye. And let that energy make the third eye strong and able to see inside, see outside, but calmly and peacefully. And see more than you have seen before. Feel the universal love flow into your heart. And feel that love like a gentle healer moving across everything in your heart. Feel it flow gently to the past and take away the pain. And let that love join with your wanting so that the universe and its energy is with you in your wanting. And your wanting is good. And feel that energy increase your love. Your love for yourself. Your love for the life you are here to live. And feel the energy flow into your solar plexus. And let the universal love displace emotions that do not honor you, that do not set you free, that are in any way hurtful or judgmental. Let the universal love displace those energies. Feel the universal love flow down into your second center. And push out the shame and the blame, the second guessing of your own wisdom. Feel all of that removed from your body and feel the love become strong and able to cleanse anything that you might feel, anything that you might need to clear. And feel the universal love flow down through your body and into the root. And feel your desire to create join with the power of the universe to create, so that there is union in your body and in your energy. And all that you do is supported. And all that you do is made strong and clean and good. And let the field of energy around you incorporate universal love, so that what is coming to you is truly for who you really are. And what you want is for your highest good, and you are open to receiving it. And now see ahead of you the light in a cloud form, beautiful and strong. A light that changes you. And feel that energy coming toward you. And open to that light as it surrounds you and fills you and makes you whole. And moving into your heart, see that a gift has been left there for you. Rest the mind. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.